Welcome to the Eddie Hyatt Podcast. I am your host and teacher, Eddie Hyatt, and I'm so glad you've joined me this morning, beginning a new week here on this Monday morning. I'm going to do a series on the fundamentals of the faith. The fundamentals of the faith, the basics of our Christian faith. And I really believe that this is a really needed subject area because I am convinced that the churches of North America are filled with people who do not know the basic fundamentals of the Christian faith. Things like repentance and faith and grace, regeneration, election, predestination, all of these terms that are really basic to our faith. And we'll talk about the Holy Spirit, the baptism in the Holy Spirit, these things that are basic to our faith. I'm convinced that is very lacking because we are so affected by modern American culture that is so geared to cultural success and entertainment and celebrity oriented, that I am convinced that our churches are filled with people who really need to know the basic fundamentals of the Christian faith. So that's what we're going to be talking about this week. So I hope you will be sharing these messages, these teachings with your friends and on your social network. And we're going to begin today by talking about the word repentance. Repentance. Now, this is a word that a lot of people don't like, and in some segments of Christianity today, there are Christian leaders who are downplaying this word because they think it takes away from the teaching on grace and God's love and grace and all of this. Hey, I don't think anybody believes stronger in the need for God's grace in our lives and thankful for God's love, but we cannot take a cafeteria approach to God's word and pick and choose the ones that we like and leave out the ones that we don't like. Sort of like a funny little story I heard my dad tell many times when I was growing up. My brother, who was 3 years older than me, I think he was about maybe 4 or 5 years old, and he did something bad. My dad gave him a spanking. Now, I grew up in North Texas, in a rural area of North Texas. We didn't call them spankings. We called it a whooping. So Bill Vedwin, my older brother, about 4 or 5 years old, he got a whooping. And so anyway, he was crying. And so my dad was trying to comfort him and said, "Son, the Bible tells us to punish you kids when you do wrong." And with a note of defiance in his voice and through tears, Bev replied, "Well, I'm going to tear that page out." And that's what a lot of preachers do today. And Christians do. They're going to tear out the page that they don't like. They're going to downplay, minimize that area they don't like. Oh, my friends, but we need the whole truth. We need the whole gospel. We need the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. As Paul said to the Ephesian elders, you'll find this in, I believe, in Acts chapter 19. Paul was having his final meeting, and it was a very emotional and moving and heart-wrenching final meeting with these people who had come to Christ through his ministry, through much persecution. And he said to them, he says, "I have not held back in declaring to you the whole counsel of God." The whole counsel of God. This is in Acts chapter 19. In other words, Paul did not just give them that which he thought would make them feel good. that would make them like him more. No, he knew he had a responsibility. And with tears, Paul said, "I have not refrained from declaring to you the whole counsel of God." Hey, if you'll bear with me for just a moment, I would like to turn over and read that to you. It's actually in Acts chapter 20 and verse 17, where it says, "From Miletus," he's sailing, he's on his way to Jerusalem, "he's sent to Ephesus and called for the elders of the church. And when they came together, then Paul began to pour out his heart to them. and reminding them of their times together and how he had poured out his heart to you, his heart to them. And he says, he wanted them to remember, he said, how he had served the Lord with all humility, with many trials and tears, which happened to me by the plotting of the Jews. He says, and how I kept back nothing that was helpful, but proclaimed it to you from house to house, testifying to Jews and also to Greeks. This is interesting. This goes in line with our theme on repentance. Repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. So Paul had a twofold theme. I like to look at it as two sides of a single coin because the two go together. Can't separate the two in the gospel. Repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. And then he goes on to say, he said, but none of these things, you know, and he's reminding them of all that he has done. And he says, verse 25, and indeed, now I know that you all among whom I have gone preaching the kingdom of God will see my face no more. Therefore, I testify to you this day that I am innocent of the blood of all men, for I have not shunned to declare to you the whole counsel of God. Paul is saying, I want you to know that I am free from the blood of all men. What's he talking about? He's referring to an Old Testament passage back in Ezekiel, and where God was speaking to Ezekiel and about his call to warn the people of Israel of their idolatry and their sins, how they had turned away from their God and they were being lured away into the worship of idols. And so God told Ezekiel that he was making him a watchman on a wall. And of course, a watchman on the wall, his responsibility was to look out for the enemy that was coming. And the watchman on the wall, then he had a responsibility to warn the king and to warn the people and let them know, hey, there's an enemy marching towards us. We need to get ready. And God said to Ezekiel, I've set you as a watchman on the wall, and you are to warn the people of the dangers that they are in, the judgment that is coming. And he said, if you are faithful to warn the people, then you're relieved of responsibility for what happens to them. If they do not listen to you, then their blood, their own blood is upon their own heads, on their own hands. But if you do not warn them, Ezekiel, if you see the enemy coming, and I am showing you the judgment that is coming, but if a watchman on the wall, if he sees the enemy coming and does not warn the people, that's a terrible thing. And Ezekiel, if you do not warn the people, if you warn them and they don't listen to you, then you're free. Their blood will be upon their own hands, upon their own heads. But Ezekiel, if you don't warn them, and I have shown you what is coming, and if you don't warn the people, their blood will be upon your hands. I will hold you responsible, Ezekiel, because you did not warn the people. So this is what Paul is alluding to. It's quite a heavy thing. And my friends, this is New Testament. This is after the death and resurrection of Jesus. This is New Testament gospel. And so he says, therefore I testify to you this day that I am innocent of the blood of all people, for I have not shunned, I have not held back to declare to you the whole counsel of God. Oh, my friends, may we not have a cafeteria approach to the Word of God, where we go through the Word and Word of God and we pick and choose. Well, I like this part, but I don't like this other part. No, we need the whole truth. As Paul said, I have not shunned to declare to you the whole counsel of God. We need the whole counsel of God. We need the whole gospel. We need the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help us, God. Hey, I'm Eddie Hyatt. This is the Eddie Hyatt Podcast, and we're doing a series this week called The Fundamentals of the Faith. And tomorrow we will get more in depth into the subject of repentance. God bless you. I hope you'll check out my website, eddiehyatt.com. It's got some very powerful resources there that will greatly bless you. And I look forward to seeing you tomorrow. God bless.